Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That's Jay Young. He's the founder and CEO of the King Operating Corporation. He knows his energy. And that's one of the things. And just as an lead-in, this is the forecasts are eye-popping. Utilities are saying they'll need two or three times more electricity within a few years to power massive new data centers that are feeding a fast-growing AI economy. Everybody's reporting on it. And I don't know. I'm trying to figure out, well, does it make sense? Is there, and we'll ask all these questions, because I haven't really gotten satisfactory answers at this point. So we will welcome once again Jay Young, founder and CEO, King Operating Corporation. Jay, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, Bob. How you doing today?
I'm great.
Good.
So you heard the little bit of a lead-in, and I'm trying to figure out, all right, you get a data center, and there might be 30 jobs associated, maybe even, you know, a million square feet, God knows the footprint, how many acres, all the power and water needs. Are there any offshoots that benefit? Do we get an edge in the AI race for local companies? What is the benefit other than to say we have one?
Yeah, well, that's good news. I mean, it's like there's really, to benefit the person that's driving the car down the road, I mean, it's like we're going to need more electricity, which means we're going to need more natural gas, which the Marcellus in Pennsylvania is, you know, is very well known for that.
Yep.
And so, you know, it's going to use up, it's going to create jobs, or the trickle down, as we always talked about, you know, the when you're in the oil and gas and you're drilling and you bring rigs to a certain area and you need natural gas, which is what we're going to need to power up these AI data centers, because electricity prices are going to go up for the average human that doesn't have anything to do with the oil business, that works in a factory, that has nothing to do with anything except their paycheck. You know, prices are going to go up, you know, and so what we can do to offset that is by drilling more in the Marcellus or in New York or other places, because you've got to have natural gas to power these AI places. And it's like everything else. It's coming. It's going to be here, whether or not we like it or not. You know, because I know there's a lot of people that don't like drilling, you know, in New York and the Marcellus or whatever. But
no, we're all for drilling here. And in fact, Jay, to update you, not only was Northeastern Pennsylvania the anthracite capital of the world, anthracite coal capital of the world, we have not only the Marcellus Shale, and this is unique to Northeast Pennsylvania. We not only have the Marcellus Shale, we have the Utica Shale underneath that here in Northeast PA. And not many areas of the world could brag about that.
Right. That's great. Because those are great unconventional type plays that you can drill and you can produce a lot of natural gas. And that's the reason why they're putting, as you mentioned, right? They're looking to put dozens of these AI data centers up in northeastern Pennsylvania, because you have the power to do, you have the land to put them, and you have the resources that'll help drive, you know, what's needed to generate, you know, these data centers, because it's going to take a lot more.
By the way, we also have 30 billion plus gallons of mine water right underneath, and we know they need water for these data centers.
Right.
I see us as uniquely positioned to do this. I mean, you could set up and literally drill your way on your site, on site, and create your own power plant. You could drill your way down and get your water source, which wouldn't be part of the utilities. But I'm not seeing the benefits of I'm seeing the benefits of AI. I'm not seeing the benefits of having the AI centers here. That's all.
Yeah. And in Northeast Abilene, Texas, we have a big data center going there. It's huge. It's going to be, you know, one of those where it creates you're right. It doesn't create, you have a million square feet, you think you generate, you know, hundreds of jobs. It doesn't create that many, but it does create some jobs. And I don't know what the real big benefits are, popularity or saying we have one
I'm looking for
state of the art.
I like development. But see, one of the things we have in Northeast Pennsylvania, with those unique resources as a given, for that would benefit AI and data center development, what we have are distribution centers, and because we have so many small distribution center, million square feet here, million square feet, but tens and tens of millions of square feet of distribution facilities here in Northeast Pennsylvania, we're starting to see, and will see, small manufacturers who are going to build around them because they could get distributed. And I'm trying to figure out, well, does AI have a similar benefit? And of course, warehousing has a heck of a lot more jobs than the data centers. Could there be a similar benefit to having AI centers here, other than the bragging rights, I guess?
Yeah. I that's a good question, and I know you called me because you thought I may have the answer, but I don't really have the answer, because it is.
If you don't have the answer, there may not be an answer. you know what I mean?
Well, if you're politically, and I'm not politically correct either. You know what I'm saying?
Good for you.
If I was politically correct, and I'd be on one side of it and go, yeah, well, it's unbelievable. You know, but I'm not, and so I just feel like that. You are going to need some more drilling up there, and it's good for us, King Operating, because, you know, it's the reason why I wrote the book, The Upside of Oil and Gas Investing, and it's the reason why I'm very strong. You know, I love the thought of drilling for oil and gas, and I know there's been some pushback, like in New York for the Marcellus, and that needs to open up. You know, and of course, without Biden and with Trump, drill, baby, drill, we're going to see, you know, more drilling activity, I feel like, up there, which is going to be good because natural gas prices, which is what powers electricity and AI data centers, the price is going to go up. We're at $4 a thousand now, if not $4 and change. We should be at $5 pretty soon when AI data centers start you know, sucking up all this natural gas, which it will,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to see it to where we're going to need that, which is, and two, if you bring in oil and gas and you bring in a rig or two rigs or four rigs, if you will, and start drilling up there, the trickle down, you're spending $1 billion a year in drilling for oil and gas, and $1 billion a year is great for any economy. You're going to create jobs, you're going to create a lot of revenue, and it's not only for, you know, a drilling rig and for people that are on the rig or like the show Landman, it's going to be good for the economy. It's going to be good for the donut shop. It's going to be good for, you know, the dry cleaners, the hotels, the restaurants. You know, it's good for everybody. So, when you do see the need, you will get some good results. So I guess that's an answer to your question.
Yeah.
It's good for the economy.
Well, Jay Young, I mean, the thing that I see, the benefits of further tapping the Marcellus Shale here in Northeast Pennsylvania and then going further into the Utica Shale, is that the energy is going to be sold somewhere. I just don't know if AI is the place I want to sell it. I mean, in terms of using up local resources. Hey, we'll ship it across the country. the drilling is a given, in my view. We've got to do it. And it's important we do it, especially with New York State being so idiotic and politically correct, as you say, in preventing... Mm-hmm. They're preventing distribution of natural gas. Never mind exploration and bringing it out of the ground. They're just crazy up there. But you see it as the. In other words, you know we could handle these data centers wherever they happen to be located.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're needed.
Yes.
And I mean, I know that there's. Well, they're spending $500 billion right now on these data centers and all the AI technology, and it's coming. I mean, is it a good deal? I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's. I know that AI is great. Do you have to spend that much money?
Yeah.
On all these things, I don't know about that, but I do know they're coming, and they've got really deep pockets. They're going to spend the money. They need to generate them, and we're going to need electricity, which means we're going to need natural gas, which means that we're going to need to go drilling, and drilling is good for any. I'm a fourth generation oil and gas guy.
Mm-hmm.
I love the oil and gas business. We create funds for our investors, but it's like I love that business, and I'm glad that natural gas prices are going up. It's a great, you know, commodity. Oil is good. Gas is better because it's gassier and it's not as oily, and it's easier to operate, and it's going to be good for us. And we're drilling a lot here in Texas, Pennsylvania, we'll see its increase up there as well, because you're just going to need that commodity. The demand for natural gas will continue to go up, not only for AI data centers, but for LNG that we're shipping overseas. So the demand for natural gas is going to go up, which means that we're going to need more drilling to offset that, or the price is going to skyrocket. You know, so
Jay, when I look at
that position.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
When we're talking with Jay Young, he's the founder and CEO of King Operating Corporation, which they drill. They drill for oil and natural gas. What I see with the AI centers, there's going to be a huge rush. There's going to be too much capitalization. We experienced this, and I think you're old enough to recall, when we had the fiber optic cable craze. And all of a sudden, right here in Northeast Pennsylvania, Corning rebuilt a huge former defense plant, and there was overcapacity by the time they finished it, and it never opened. And I see that happening I see that happening with data centers as well. There's just too much money chasing it, and you could get stuck with a data center that gets shut down or is obsolete, made obsolete by better technology in a fairly short period of time, and then that land is wasted,
exactly. 100%. And it's all the egos that are going in, and Google and Amazon and all these guys that have deep pockets, and NVIDIA, so you're right, and I feel like the same way. It's like, what a great time to start shorting these stocks, but then they just keep going up and up and up.
I know.
You're like, when it's going to tumble. I feel like that in the future. But hey, I can't watch it every day, and it's not my expertise. So I'm just going to sit and continue to drill for oil and gas and make our investors happy. So
the important point. We need the natural gas that Northeast Pennsylvania and other areas can provide. No matter what, even if we don't build the data centers here, even if we have some other use for those properties, but it's important stuff. I'll tell you what, keep drilling. We need it, and I hope that you come up here at some point.
I'd love to. I've got a good friend that was up there for a long time, and he did very, very well up there. Economics are really great. I've never seen anything that I like yet, or I've never seen anybody. And it's because you need a great asset, a great project, and you need a team. But that is something that I would love, because I know that the numbers on the wells that come in up there are far and above, like the Barnett Shale here in Texas or other natural gas, Cotton Valley. The Haynesville is close here, but it's so expensive here that Marcellus may be somewhere where I would look. Yeah, absolutely, 100%.
And don't forget about the Utica underneath that.
Yeah, love the people up there too, and the food is unbelievable. So, man, that's another reason to get involved up there.
All right. Well, Jay Young, thank you very much. He's founder and CEO of King Operating Corporation. They drill. They drill, baby, drill. And we thank you for your comments on the most on the energy industry, and we'd like to keep in touch with you on that.
That'd be great. I'd love to. And if anybody's interested, I'd send some autographed copies of my book, The Upside of Oil and Gas Investing, to the next 10 people or so that go on our website, kingoperating.com, and I'll send you an autographed copy of my book. Bob, I need to send you one as well.
Yeah, you definitely have to.
I'd love for you to have one.
I definitely.
Put it right there on your desk. You call me once a week or every couple of weeks or something, and let's stay in touch. I enjoyed our conversation.
Amen. Thank you. Jay Young, founder and CEO, King Operating Corporation. We appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to getting the book.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll make sure it happens.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.